Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you with us on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor Ron, good day, sir.
Good Friday afternoon, Dwight. How's it going?
Good to be with you again.
I tell you, it is fun to be here on Friday afternoons. We enjoy the show, don't we?
Absolutely. I tell you, I hope our audience likes it half as much as we do.
Yeah, amen.
We have been talking about and enjoying the last four shows, the last four programs, what we've called the spiritual toolbox.
Yep.
And we've been talking, you know, it's good to know, Pastor Ron, that we are not in this world without a Savior.
Yes.
We're not. And having a Savior, yes, it means that when our spirit leaves our body, when our life is over here on this earth, we go to heaven. That's obviously an important part of being a Savior. Mm-hmm. But we're not without that Savior while we're on this earth.
Yes.
I mean, when Christ comes into our heart, we become equipped supernaturally. Mm-hmm. We are earthly vessels with heavenly treasure. I love that verse.
Yeah.
Earthly vessels with heavenly treasures, and that treasure is here, not that we'll need it when we get to heaven, but it's here to help us with the various things that come up in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that treasure we've been talking about is the spiritual toolbox, and the verses are found specifically in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And we've described those various elements of the fruit of the Spirit, one fruit, all those elements, as tools. And we've been talking about the fact that the believer has those tools already and what those tools are and how to use them in this life to become more than a conqueror and have the abundant life. And that's and I've really enjoyed that discussion.
You know, Dwight, one of the things, of course, we've been going 4 weeks on this, and we've tried to get all of these in, and we just couldn't in those four programs. But you know, one of the things, the word that really jumps out or leaps out at me about this toolbox, if you call this toolbox, which I think is a very good phrase, because they are definitely tools that will help us prosper, succeed in our lives. But one of the words that comes up to me about this is that we are equipped with these tools.
Yeah.
We've been given these in Christ. You know, as we become a Christian, it's not like that we are trying to get these. Now, obviously, we're exercising them and we're growing in them, but it's not like we're trying to, from a sense of lack, that we're trying to get the love, the peace, the joy, the kindness, the meekness, the temperance. These are things that are within us, but we're learning how on a daily basis, as you mentioned earlier, we're learning how to utilize these in the wisdom of God for everyday life.
You
know, of course, we love in the sweet by and by. You know, we love when we all get to heaven, and that those are true, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think in so many ways we've wrongly focused on when we all get to heaven, everything's going to be okay, instead of rightly focusing on the fact that we are equipped now for victory.
Yes.
And the use of these tools in the right setting at the right time are the keys for that victory. You know, there's nothing like knowing when to allow joy to come up out of your heart. There's nothing like knowing when to walk in peace. There's nothing like knowing when anxiety or pressures come in life, how to flip over into that peace mode from the fruit of the Spirit of these tools that God has already given us. And Dwight, you know, I think it's so important for us to acknowledge that we have them. It's like our friend Dr. Jim Richards says, one of the most unbelievable verses in the Bible is Colossians 2:8-10 there that says, we are complete in Jesus.
Yeah.
We already have everything. And then 2 Peter 1 says, you know, that he's given us all things that pertain unto life. And he's already given them to us. He hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. It's like we have to realize what we already have been equipped mm-hmm. with. And in these fruit of the Spirit, this spiritual toolbox, we have been so equipped as believers. Now, of course, you know, if you're not a believer, not a Christian, you're not going to be able to tap into that toolbox. And We encourage every person to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, and it's not a matter of how good or perfect you could be. If you could be good and get rid of all the sin in your life before you accepted Him, you wouldn't need Him.
No,
you know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
Yeah.
But we need Him, and it's very simple to receive the Lord. Just call. The Scripture says in Romans chapter 10, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Scripture says if we believe with our heart and confess with our mouth that God sent Jesus and that Jesus died for us and rose again, that we will be saved. And it's just that simple, Dwight.
Sure.
People complicate that,
yeah,
and make that so hard. But accepting Christ, Dwight, is the key to having this deposit of these tools,
wow,
within our lives, being equipped with what God has already given us.
You know, my sense right now, Pastor Ron, is that right now there's someone driving down the road maybe, or maybe in your office, mm-hmm, you're listening to this on a Friday afternoon, or in your home, and maybe it has been overcomplicated in your life. But as the Spirit, Holy Spirit draws you, just
yes,
right there. You don't have to be in a church. I happened to be when I was 13, but right there, just to say, God, I know I'm a sinner. Thank you that you sent Jesus to pay for my sins. I confess my sins to you. Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Something simple like,
yes,
that. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. That's the way we start a relationship with the Lord.
And you know what? It's like I wish people could realize that, and this is something that the proof is in the pudding. When you look at our region, when you look at the Upper Cumberland, and you and I were fortunate enough just recently to participate in Feed America First at the fairgrounds, one of many, many projects that the churches and the community of Christian believers do in this community that makes it stand out. And I wish people could just realize what makes this region so exceptional is the fact there are so many people in this community that have done that very thing.
Yeah.
Whether they've done it in their office, in their living room, driving down the road, they've done that very thing. They've asked Christ into their life. They've accepted Him. And as a result of that, Dwight, the fruit, this fruit that we're talking about, manifests itself not only in the individual churches, and we are so blessed with great churches, but also in the lives of the people that are, I forget how many, it seems like it was over 500 and something family units, not counting the members of the families, over almost 600 different units that we fed. And if you just took four apiece, I mean, think about the people,
wow,
that are being fed. And that's just one of many projects, one of many good works are the fruit of this recreated spirit. And you know, Dwight, that's that when someone would look at a community and realize, boy, this community, I like this place. I like being here. This is a blessed place. Well, that's why, because,
yes,
of Christ in us, the hope of glory that has equipped the believer to think more about others' lives, to think more about the temperance, to think more about being self-controlled, to think about the gift of faith working in their lives, to think about love, caring for other people, to think about this fruit working in people's lives. That's that you can, if you can just sit back and look at a community,
sure,
you can see that. It's obvious. I mean, it's obvious of our how blessed we are because of people lending and giving credibility and letting this fruit manifest in their lives. And on an individual basis, you know, Dwight, I know my home is a home of peace. I mean, I'm not saying we don't ever argue, we don't ever have problem, whatever. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying we've learned to argue from the shoulders up. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't let that get down. We argue,
yeah,
from the shoulders up, you know, and we have these fruit working in our family,
yeah,
and it's good. You know, it's just, the fruit of gentleness or the temperance or the love or the peace and joy, man, it makes a life worth living. This,
yeah,
fruit makes life worth living.
And it shows up. It shows,
yes,
up in homes. It shows up in communities. And that's what we've been doing. We've been walking through these components,
yes,
of the fruit of the Spirit one by one, talking about what they are, what they look like when they're in operation, and how they can benefit the believer and all the folks that the believer's around,
yes,
and comes in contact with forever. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. And I want us to sometime before we finish here, today or next week, to go through the ones we haven't gone,
yes,
through. But what and then when we come back from the break, you know, this whole matter, without trying to get on a rabbit trail or over complicated. There's the matter of grace and the matter of faith comes into play in a very significant way as we think about this spiritual toolbox that we all have as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be back to talk about more of these things in just a moment. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about your spiritual toolbox, specifically the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I love the last phrase in that verse 23, against such there is no law. And what's that saying? It's when these supernatural things are working in the heart and the mind and the life of the believer, nothing can stop them. We're earthly vessels with heavenly treasure inside of us, so nothing can stop them. They're more powerful than anything out there. But we talked about, Pastor Ron, before the break, this matter of how grace and faith comes into play as it relates to these things. Now, you know, those are two words that we hear in Christian circles and Christian our whole life, and maybe we've got a good handle on them, and maybe we don't. But let's talk about this matter of grace. And we've touched this before, but, you know, we've heard different definitions of grace, you know, unmerited favor, grace, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. But as I grow in my knowledge, and folks listening can identify with this, it is all those things, but really grace is God's power working through us to help us do things we can't do on our own.
Yes.
And all these components are fruit of the Spirit. All these tools, all those characteristics of Jesus Christ, that's the part of the grace that we receive. This is part of God's power working through us to help us do things we can't grow. And Pastor, that's part of God's grace, and that's already happened.
Yes.
We have that already as believers.
I mean, and Dwight, you know, when we think about it, I mean, really, we are living in the age of grace. This is the time that grace, I use the illustration of like a big balloon hanging over our heads, and grace is that balloon filled with all the substance of life and things that we need. Faith is the prick that will break that, the nail, that whatever will go through that will break that balloon and cause that flood to come into our lives. And you know, we hear about grace, we hear about faith, and sometimes I think people don't realize that grace is available, but faith is the activator. You know, we have to exercise faith to get that grace. And sometimes, Dwight, when we refer back to this fruit of the Spirit, we may not feel like being very gentle. You know, we may
want to get disturbed.
We may want to be get angry, or we may want to lose patience. But faith, when we would just exercise a little bit of faith, Dwight, it will bring the enabling power, the grace. It will bring the unmerited favor, the grace. It will bring the favor of God, the grace. It will bring that into our being, into our heart. It will activate that. And, you know, once you realize how futile and immature and infantile operating contrary to these are, you know, how futile it is to get angry and lack patience, and how futile it is to not exhibit joy, and how futile and immaturity is not to have love toward people and peace and working in our hearts, how empty life is without those. Once you realize that, it will really help you as a believer to say, wait just a minute, I really think I should exercise some temperance here, or maybe not have that second piece of pie. You
know? You're going to Mabel now.
Maybe be a little bit more kinder and gentler here, you know, that it would help the situation But if I keep going in this works of the flesh or in my flesh wanting to do what it wants to do, it's just going to ultimately cause me more pain. That's something that we all realize. It's not that God is going to inflict that pain. We create that pain ourselves. I think a lot of times people have been said, well, if you do this, God will get you. But that's not really how it works. If you do it, you step outside. You know, gravity works for everybody, whether you're fat, skinny, short, tall, black, or white. Gravity will work for you. And that's just the law. That's a law, a principle. That's the same way these fruit of the Spirit are, Dwight. They'll work every time, but we have to exercise faith in the grace of God to get them activated in our
life. You know, and the grace, obviously God's ability working through us, up to the thing we can't do on our own. But then, but too many times, and I've done this, and maybe folks listening get it, I just don't feel like I have joy. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I've had gentle. I don't feel like I'm disturbed. I don't have patience. I'm at least, that kind of stuff coming out of our mouth. There's where, now the scripture says, you've got it. If you're a believer,
yes,
you've got it.
You've already
positive. So we're not moved by how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the constant point of reference. We go to the final authority in our life, which is the unchanging, universal, eternal Word of God, and we say, okay, God, you say I've got these graces in me. If you say that, whether I feel like it or not, that's what it says.
Yep.
And I'm learning about what they are and what they do. The gift of the grace of gentleness is one that keeps me from, maybe, for example, to be not easily disturbed. I'm not going to let things easily disturb me because I've got the power of gentleness in me. There's where faith comes in. You look at that word. And the Bible says more than once, adjust surely by faith. And you say, no, I don't care what my emotions are telling me. I don't care what my feelings are telling me. I don't care what my circumstances are telling me. I don't care what my best friend is telling me about whatever. If it says I've got it, I've got it. And so by faith in the Word of God and His work in my life, I receive that in my mind and in my heart, and I choose to stand on that and to stand on the fact that I do have patience, I do have goodness, I've got all these things, and pull them up and just let them work in your life.
You know, Dwight, I know we may have to take a little bit break here just in a moment, but I was wanting to ask you if you could maybe describe what, when you get into a pressure point, like when and we all know the pressure comes. I mean, none of us are exempt. I don't care how faith-filled and how holy you are. The pressure comes. The pressure came to Jesus. The pressure came to the apostles. I mean, the pressure comes to every person. What do you do when the pressure comes to activate? How do you activate that fruit of the Spirit that maybe you might need at that time?
Pastor, what I'm learning to do is to be specific about it. Nothing is dynamic until it's specific.
Okay, boy, that's
and
good.
I'm learning to have a fallback verse. You know, we've already said that the word heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away.
Mm-hmm.
We've already stated that the word of God, He's the same yesterday, today, forever, Alpha and Omega. So when pressure comes, like, for example, pressure to pull me into worry, pressure to pull me into anxiety, into stress, and there's all kinds of different pressures out there. This has just been one that I've had issues with in my life, and I have to say, then I've got some arsenal. I've got some ammunition.
Right.
And a verse in my life, for example, when pressure starts to come and anxiety gets on me, I say, whoa, 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 whoa. You got to nip it in the bud. I have to nip it in the bud. And he'd say, wait a minute. The Word of God says that you'll keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because I trust you.
Hallelujah.
And I just start thinking that. And muttered it out loud, continue. I don't have to scream it at the top of my lungs if I'm in Walmart.
Right.
But when that pressure starts to come, don't start saying, I'm worried to death. I'm worried sick. What are we going to do now? Now what are we going to do? No. The issue, Pastor Ron, the need is real. But the worry and anxiety is not.
Yes.
We create that in our unrenewed minds. It's not even real. We create it.
Yes.
Wouldn't it just be just as easy to train ourselves to use faith? Wouldn't it be just as easy to train ourselves on something that's going to last forever, and that's the Word of God? So what I'm learning to do is say, Father, thank you that I have the force of gentleness in me, and I'm not easily disturbed. That's not going to disturb me because I'm an earthly vessel with heavenly treasure. I trust you, God, so you said you'll keep me in perfect peace, and you can't start thinking that way and speaking that way for a long period of time when that worry just dissipates.
Wow.
Now, for me, for a period of time, it might have come back 10 minutes later, but I do the same thing. And then it got to a point where it only came once a day, and then boom, boom, boom. But it's still the principle, still the same thing. Stand on the Word of God, specifically, not general terms, but find some scripture.
Find that verse that you
can stand on, because your needs are going to change in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure will come 6 months from now from something, and it's not coming from the day, but the verse won't change. That's what I'm learning.
Wow.
Glad you're with us. Thanks for staying here. We're enjoying talking about the fruit of the Spirit, those that spiritual toolbox that the believers have, and how grace and faith comes into play. Grace, which we've already established. You know, we don't. I know, Pastor Ron, that God doesn't get mad at us when we pray, God, give me patience. God doesn't get mad at us when we say, God, give me faith, or God, give me love. He doesn't fall off his throne. He doesn't. No. But a better way to pray is, because praise is the highest form of prayer,
mm-hmm.
a better way to pray is, thank you, Father, that I have the force of gentleness in me.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, that I have long suffering and I have patience in me. Thank you that I have. You're confessing you've already got it.
Yeah.
You've already got it. And it's like a muscle. All these things are like a muscle. The more we use them, the stronger they get.
Yes.
And if we don't use them, then I get flattened.
And that key that you gave us before the break there, Dwight, about having that scripture ready, and then if you know that you deal with lust, or if you know that if you deal with lack of self-control, then if you have that scripture already ready, even if you have to write it on a 3x5 card or something, but if you know you've got that scripture ready and already to come out of your mouth, and then you start that praise, thanking you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I have this scripture, this word that says I'm going to keep my mind stayed on you and you'll keep me in perfect peace. And Lord, I just want to thank you that I have the peace of God in my life. And, you know, when you are, that's the way we exercise faith. That is how faith taps into grace. That is how we acknowledge, you know, what is it that Proverbs, is it Proverbs 3 that says, acknowledge the Lord in all that you do, and he will direct your paths. You know, if we acknowledge him, then when we're about to get into that fight or that argument, and we just say, no, Lord, even if you have to say it under your breath, just say, I'm not going that way. Thank you, Lord, that I have the gift of gentleness. Thank you, Lord, I have patience here. Thank you that long-suffering is working in my life. That's the way, I mean, as you mentioned earlier, Dwight, and I just added to that, you said have that scripture ready that you can— And then start that praise. Let that thanksgiving come off of your lips. Let the fruit of thanksgiving come off your lips. That I don't know, in my life, that begins to activate these fruit in my life. I know sometimes when you know ahead of time you're going to face a pressure situation,
yeah.
or if you're going to face a rough situation, have that already prepared. Have that already prayed in your life. And, you know, one of the things that I do sometimes is pray in the Spirit. I pray in other tongues. That's a gift of the Spirit that God gives. And praying in other tongues, praying in the Spirit, praising God, having that scripture ready, those are tools that God's given us. Or maybe I should say those are things that God gives us to help activate the tools that he's already put within us. Those are steps of faith, if you would.
Yeah.
Simple steps of faith that will help us to activate what God has already deposited within us. Sometimes I think, Dwight, we sell ourselves very short in regard to what he's already put in us. And I think we've so religiousized, if I can use that word, grace and faith, that we don't realize, you know, for years all I thought grace was just, well, it's unmerited favor. But then I began to learn that grace is unmerited favor.
It is.
We don't want to take away from that. But it's also the enabling power of God to help you walk in gentleness when you feel like being getting right with somebody, giving them a piece of your mind. You know, it's also the power that works in your life that helps you to love the unlovable. And so, as we operate in these fruit, Dwight, and we see the results of these fruit in our community and in our lives, I tell you, I just encourage everybody to learn about these. Galatians 5, 20, 21, 22. Study the fruit of the Spirit and realize that in Christ, if you receive him, you have those in your life.
And you know, in the last final couple minutes we have here, Pastor Ron, two or three things come to mind while you're talking there. Number one, we talk about exercise faith. You have faith too. The Bible says every believer has a measure of faith. So and the Bible says have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. We've got a measure of the God kind of faith.
Mm-hmm.
The same faith that raised Jesus from the dead, a measure that's in us. The same faith that created the sun, moon, and stars, a measure that he's even given us the faith to start with.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's up to us. I love what you said a while ago. It's up to us to develop that. And faith has to be fed, just like our bodies have to be fed.
Yes.
And the only proper food that faith will respond to is the Word of God.
Yep.
It's got to be fed, the Word of of God. That's why David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee, that I might not miss the mark." Mm-hmm. So the key to that is feeding your faith the word of God and then exercising it. We need exercise, mm-hmm. just like yes. we do our bodies. Yeah. And one great exercise for faith is speaking it. Just
yes.
speaking it.
Yes.
If I could say one thing to our audience is watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your mouth. Watch mm-hmm. what. Make sure what's coming out of your mouth lines up with what God has to say about you and God's view and opinion of
yes.
you.
Yes. Amen.
This has been good.
Oh, man.
This has
been awesome,
good.
Dwight.
Now, next week when we come back, I promise we're going to finish up on these members of the toolbox here, which will include goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And we'll wrap this all up, I hope. Maybe yeah. not, but we sure try, won't
amen,
we?
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Join us next Friday, same time, for Local Matters.